And welcome now to the midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and Mozart is in the air. We'll be hearing about and from Cose Fan Tutte, an opera founded on a bet, and we'll be hearing about it from David Ronas and company. They are participating in the University Opera's production of Mozart's and De Ponte's wonderful opera, and welcome David Ronas and company.
Thank you. Thanks. With me today, I have our Director of Orchestral Studies, Oriol Sanz, who's in his first year at UW-Madison. We're very happy to have him with us, as well as two members of the cast, Kayla Rocher, who sings the role of Fiordiligi, and Julia Urbank, who sings the role of Dora Bella, sisters. During this half hour, we're going to play some musical excerpts from a recording and talk about them and talk about our production.
Well, that sounds very succinct. And your production, in case you had forgotten,
is
February 28th and March 1st and March 3rd at 7:30 and 2 p.m. and 7:30 again, respectively, in Music Hall at the UW-Madison. And people can find out more at...
We have a website at the School of Music. Actually, if you go to wisc.music.edu, that'll bring you to the School of Music page, and then you can go to the ensembles and find the opera page. Not too hard to find. And also, tickets are available at the Union Theater box office.
All right. That pretty much...
Campus Arts.
Covers all of that. Yeah, not too much of a labyrinth to get to Cose Fan
Tutte. Not at all. There's all kinds of information all over the School of Music website.
Well, let's hear some... excerpts from it as performed by members of Camerata Köln, and the first one is this.
The first one is the famous piece from Cose Fan Tutte that everyone knows and loves. It's the trio Soave si al vento, from the first act when Fiordiligi and Dora Bella are saying goodbye to their boyfriends who are foe going away to war. They will be coming back in disguise to
test
the whole...
fidelity of these.
But it's the
ladies.
Two of them and Don Alfonso, who is the mastermind of the whole plot, singing this famous piece that has been used in commercials and movies and this trio.
And even in operas.
In operas, yes.
A gentle leave-taking and almost languid, sort of like a warm bath there in Mozart.
More gentle than we've ever heard. We were all commenting on how this recording was at a beautiful and yet slow tempo.
Yeah, and this, like, I think that in an opera, you know, like when you listen to a number, it's very different than when you put that number in the whole context.
That's true, and you have a whole evening ahead of you.
Yeah, and also like how the action, you know, in
the staging of it. Yeah, yes, sure.
How that affects the music.
So our version will be beautiful and languid, but not quite as slow.
Okay, something to look forward to in the UW opera Cose Fan Tutte. Well, we're going to sample a few more arias from that Mozart De Ponte classic. And let's see, Julia, I think you're going to tell us about this one.
Yeah, so Zmanie Implacabili is Dora Bella's aria, and she sings it after the fiancés supposedly have gone off to battle, and Dora Bella is really just completely despondent. And this aria, she's hysterical with her sadness. And that's reflected in the music, which is very, she's very worked up, and the tessitura gets a little bit higher. And then she has this great line where she's going, col suon orribile sospir, with the horrible sighs, and that she sounds like she's sighing and she's sinking to the floor.
Acting.
Yes, some acting.
Oh,
This is where I ask, are there going to be super titles in your UW Opera production of Così fan tutte? And if so, how fast are they going to move?
Yeah, there will be super titles, and they will be moving at an appropriate rate. We're having a running dialogue back here about the various tempi that are taken in this production. The last RU you heard was very quickly done on this recording. Ours will be a little more humanly accomplishable.
You're just plain contrary, aren't you?
We are. We are. We take issue with René Jacobs, as brilliant as he is. No, I mean, they're great, but ours will be a little slower. But equally frenzied.
Oh, good. Frenzy is good.
The next piece that we'll be playing is the sextet from the first act. So the guys go off to war, and they're supposedly.
In quotes, I get it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they come back in disguise, and we're not going to tell you what our disguises are for this production. They are whimsical and fun. So you'll have to come see our production to see how we treat the disguise thing. They come back, and they meet the women, the two ladies, Dorabella and Fiordaligi, come into their house and see these men in their house. And
these strange men.
These strange men who are strangely sexy.
Uh-huh.
Right. But they don't want to deal with it, and they are horrified. And Despina, who is their maid helping out Don Alfonso, setting up the whole thing, is around. They're all around commenting on this confluence of activity. So it creates a wonderful musical sextet, which is very ebullient and vital. And Oriol can say something about the musical values.
Yes, values. So, besides these beautiful arias that we find in Mozart operas, another thing that Mozart was an absolute master of are these ensembles.
Complex parts, yes. Interwoven beautifully.
Yes, and different conversations that are happening at the same time, different, like, you know, apart conversations. It's really masterful how he puts all that together. Usually these ensembles, they happen at the end of every act. There is a big number that is just all of that. But this is not the case. This is number 13, if I remember correctly, which is like in the middle of the first act. And it's a very great number there in the middle of all these arias and recits.
Alla bella Despinetta vi presento amici miei, non dipende che da lei consolare. Che sussurro, che strepito, che sconfiggermi questo! Siete pazze, care le mie ragazze! Volete sollevare il vicinato? Cosa fate?
Well, we definitely ramped up the action there, and that's in the middle of the act too, not at the end. So another example of Mozart as a conductor, in a sense, of weaving together all of these disparate elements into a gorgeous sextet in Così fan tutte, an opera about a bet and romance and faithfulness and all that. UW Opera putting that on, and tell you again about those dates in a minute, but we have one or two more excerpts from the opera that we're going to hear with some of our performers, and that brings in Kayla. Enlighten us.
Yeah, so Come Scolio is the next aria that we're going to hear. It's Fiordaligi's first act aria. It actually comes not that long after the sextet we just heard. And in this aria, she's convincing the new suitors that she is strong and will not be seduced by them. But she's also clearly seducing Dorabella from the way that we're staging it, and convincing her that she too is faithful and will not be wooed by them, that they're strong together as a unit. And there are moments throughout this aria that the music and the staging make it clear that Fiordaligi is really scolding kind of everyone, but she's also kind of convincing herself that she is strong. And you see that in the music. Mozart writes this aria that's very challenging. It asks the soprano to sing in the extremities of her range and also to sort of demonstrate a technique in singing, that's very difficult. Long phrases mixed with really quick triplets. And then all of a sudden you sing your highest note and then your lowest note within like two bars. So that shows her strength throughout the aria.
Sort of a vocal park horse you have going there.
Yeah. That's right.
Here we go. Have fun with that one, Kayla.
Well, thank you.
I was going to say you'd have your hands full, but you'll have your
vocal cords
full, your diaphragm full, and all that stuff. Does it help that you're singing Così fan tutte in 1920s costumes? Does that make it easier?
Somewhat, I think. In this case, my outfit, I think, is going to be really flowing, sort of like a flapper dress. But we were just talking about how sometimes it's easier to actually sing with a little bit of a corset on to help with breath management and feeling that the corset kind of against your ribs and your breathing mechanism as a whole.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. Before you go, you wanted to address David Ronas.
Actually, two things. Proudly say that University Opera recently won two more national awards. We've been winning them. For last year's productions of The Coronation of Poppea and Into the Woods, we won first prize awards in two different divisions of the National Opera Association competition. So we're in a great place to do the work we're doing this year. And the other thing I wanted to include is something we've been including in our rehearsal discussions, which is the fact that the title Così fan tutte means all women do that, essentially. So any work with a title like that just brings up all kinds of questions in this day and age of embedded misogyny, of male manipulation of women, because the whole plot, the men are manipulating it, and we've talked about how we are addressing that. The women in the cast have been very forthcoming, and it will play out in subtle ways, but we like the way it's informing our production. So,
and you can find out more, just really the simplest way, probably UW Opera, and take it from there.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page.
All of
and
that
everything.
Stuff. You have to, don't you?
Yeah.
So Mozart probably even has a Facebook page. You know? Well, thanks for stopping by, one and all, for giving us some background for this great opera that you're producing, Così fan tutte, and it's not this weekend, but weekend after and following.